Jonah was reluctant. He doesn't look like he ever got revived. I can't see any revival. You'd think after he was vomited out by the great fish, you know, there would be some kind of revival, but this awakening or this outpouring happened in Nineveh without much cooperation from the community of the saints or from the community of the Jews. And so as I was reading this passage, which has a little couplet in the middle of it, it sent me in the direction of thinking about this idea of awakening, which I think is probably more what our times need right now. Awake, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Simple poem, really. I mean, why didn't he just, chapter 5, awake, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Well, it's because he's trying to explain it. He's trying to contextualize the poem and explain it to us. Now, basically, the word here for awaken means to pull it together. It's kind of a picture of, like, you know how when you get somebody shakes you and wakes you up and you're kind of like in a fog? That's the picture that's there. You know, you can't get moving, your brain's not working. And basically what it's saying is that pull it all together. You know, pull your mind, pull your heart, pull your body, pull your soul together. Wake up. Because this is what's true. So pull it all together, sleeper. And that Greek word means somebody who's asleep. And arise from the dead. And the word for arise is stand among the corpses. It means to, it's literally like being in this little cemetery down the road here. And he's saying, wake up, put it all together, and stand among the corpses. And the picture you get is that you stand out, you walk out, you say, I don't want to live like a dead person. I don't want to live among the corpses. And Christ will dawn upon you or shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. See, now he's starting to describe a grateful life. Now he's starting to describe an imitating life. Now he's starting to describe what it means to leave the corpses. Because the corpses aren't going to do this stuff. They're not going to. What are they going to do? Immorality, impurity, and greed. That's where the corpses live. Why would we want to live there when we can live here? Do not get drunk with wine. That is dissipation. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. And this is not a description of a worship service. It's not at all. I mean, it'd be cool if this would happen when Christians would get together and try to honor God, but that's not what's being described here. This is the way that people, alive people, this is how we're supposed to relate to each other. Not like the dead people do.